Welcome to Pet World Insider, where we bring you inside the world of pets, pet products, pet places, pet people, and amazing pet stories.
Hey everybody, welcome to the show today. I've got another great guest, someone who, you know, frankly, I trust with my own dogs. And that says a lot because my dogs are like my children, and I just don't trust anybody with them. So I'm happy to have on the show today Aaron Kaufman from Aaron's Pet Sitting and Pet Care Services. And she is not just doing those things, but she's also a blogger, a great information source in the pet world. And recently I was reading some of the things that she had been blogging about and writing about. And I asked her to come on the show to kind of talk about some of those things. So first off, Aaron, welcome to being here with us. We really appreciate you joining us.
All right, thank you.
So now you had an interesting article that you and I were talking about that I just thought, wow, we really should cover that on the show because too few people take this into consideration when they're going over to a dog park or a dog beach or just to a regular park. You know, there is some etiquette that's involved with taking your animals with you to these places.
Definitely.
So let's talk about a few of those. Share those with us.
Of course. So dogs, they have all kinds of dog rules, and I think humans don't really take that into consideration when they're taking their dog around other dogs. So if their dog doesn't have doggy manners, then they just kind of let their dog do whatever they want, and that's not always okay with other dogs, and that's how we, you know, run into problems when dogs meet each other. The energy level gets too high, dogs get overexcited or aggressive or scared. So it's just good to consider things, to keep other people in consideration when your dog is around other dogs. And so that's the point of etiquette. So some of the things that would be good etiquette would be to have your dog enter any situation calmly. When the energy level gets too high, that's when things could get easily out of control. So you should really work with your dog entering any situation. Just make sure that they are calm and that they're not too scared, not too excited, not too aggressive. Going inside the dog park, meeting a dog at, you know, PetSmart, going to the dog beach, any of those things. And if your dog does get too excited, then you may need to leave and work on that issue in a more controlled environment before they do meet dogs in public.
Yeah, and I mean, that's a great point because I know when I take my dogs to the dog park, you know, they get fired up, they're excited, and, you know, a lot of times what I'll do is I'll just kind of stay on the outside of the dog park so they can kind of observe what's going on and, you know, kind of survey the lay of the land. Because the other thing, too, is, you know, I want to see what dogs are in that particular area that we're going to go into that, you know, maybe I can, you know, pick out one that is being a little bit overly energetic and friendly with the other dogs. So I kind of have my eye from it and hopefully steer my dogs away from that situation. And I think you had a great point there on, let's talk about choosing the appropriate area for your dog.
Oh, yeah, definitely. So when you go to a dog park, there's usually a small dog area and a large dog area. And you'll find that large dog owners are a little bit more lax with what size dogs are in the play yard because you'll see a lot of smaller dogs in with the larger dogs because maybe they play rougher. And so, like my dogs, for example, they are medium-sized dogs. They're on the smaller side, but they play a lot rougher. So I would never take them into the small dog area because they would totally wreck those smaller dogs. And so because I don't want to upset anybody, I'll take them into the large dog area. And that's okay because they can hang with the larger dogs. But you really have to consider your dog's energy level when you do choose a yard because you can't expect a larger dog to curb their play to accommodate your dog's size. So if your dog is smaller and you're worried about him getting hurt, then you shouldn't have him in with bigger dogs. That's just, you know, that goes without saying. And on the other end, small dog owners, see, 9 out of 10 probably would not appreciate a bigger dog in the small dog yard, no matter what your dog's energy level is. Unless your dog is seriously just sitting there and staring at the smaller dogs, they don't really care for bigger dogs in there because they don't really trust them, makes them nervous around their smaller dogs. So those are just things to consider when you are choosing where to put your dog.
One of the things that, I don't want to say annoys me, but, it surprises me, I think is a better way to put it, is when I go to the dog park, take the dogs in, and some of the owners just, you know, it's like they check in and they think the rest of us are going to watch their dogs for them while maybe they're on the phone or they're, you know, reading a book, but they're just not observant.
Oh, yeah, that's a really big, that's a big no-no. If you're going to anywhere with your dog, it's your responsibility to watch your dog. It's nobody else's responsibility. But also, just the nature of dogs, things can change so quickly. Any situation
right.
can change very quickly. So if you're not paying attention to your dog and what they're doing, they could get in a fight, they could get attacked, they could be pooping, and you're just not paying attention, and so these things don't get taken care of. And, of course, you know, problems can happen, and that's usually how they do start. People aren't paying attention. So when you go to the dog park or the dog beach, it's not the time for you to relax and read a book or talk on the phone. You know, it's time for you to interact with your dog, learn more about your dog and other dogs and the way they interact, and just bond with your dog.
It is a great bonding experience. And the whole idea is, hey, listen, I'm taking my dog to the park. If you, you know, if you took your kid to the park, you wouldn't just, okay, here's the park, go tell you. Well, maybe some people would. That's not me, though. But yeah, it's amazing. And like you said, it can all change in such a quick instant. You've got dogs that, you know, sometimes there's a dog that's hounding your dog.
Yep.
And you've just got to watch that. And, you know, maybe it's your dog that's doing the hounding of a different one. And, you know, as you point out in your article, you've got to redirect them so that they're not going to put themselves in a dangerous situation just because of their curiosity. So I like them. Let's talk about puppies. What do you do with puppies when you go to the dog park?
Puppies are tough because, like I said in my article, a lot of people love puppies because they're adorable. You think they're so cute. You let them get away with anything.
They are.
But in the dog world, a lot of adult dogs don't like puppies. They have very little tolerance for puppies because they're the biggest, you know, breakers of etiquette. They break the rules all the time. They have no manners, no boundaries. And so they'll stick their nose in, you know, every dog's face, and they'll just hound them, and they don't let up. And
right.
a lot of older dogs get annoyed. And what other way do they have to tell the dog that they're annoyed but to growl at them, show their teeth, and, you know, nip them? And if your puppy's lucky, that's all they'll get. But some dogs, you know, they'll give them more. And so, you know, puppies are at high risk of, you know, getting attacked because they don't know any better. And, yeah, they need to learn, and other dogs are great teachers, but you have to consider other people's feelings. So they may not want their dog being hounded for the sake of your puppy's, you know, etiquette lesson. So
right.
you just, if you have a puppy, the best idea is to befriend other puppy owners and, you know, set up play dates with their puppy, or go to the dog park at times when there are high amounts of puppies there.
That's a great call. That's a great call because you're right. Let them learn with others, you know, there's always someone who's a little bit more advanced that they can learn from, but they're not likely to also get hurt. And if there is an occasional nip or whatnot, it's not going to be a serious one. I always envision, you know, my dog Sugar is, she likes to be left alone. You know, she's got a titanium leg. She's not afraid to use it. But she's, you know, one of those dogs that for whatever reason always seems to attract, you know, the puppy. And I'll say to the other owner that I'm like, you might want to, you know, just call your dog back and you know, kind of refocus their attention on something else, because my dog's about to turn around and yell, "Get off my lawn!"
Right.
You know, it's just not gonna go good here. She's tolerant. You know, one of the other things that's interesting too is, you know, I've got that situation where Sugar, she just loves to just go out and explore, and she can be by herself. She's very confident. You know, she's great eyesight, you know, she'll check back, but she doesn't have to run back. I got the flip side with my other dog, Zoe, who clearly has separation anxiety. She can be, you know, at the other end of the dog park, and she'll turn around and she'll, like, wait a second, where's my dad? And she'll tear back to me, you know, stop and, you know, want to make that eye contact, like, don't leave without me. And then she just has this bad habit of inciting a group tussle. And then I've got Sugar that'll run in to protect her because she's her sister. Yeah, how do you, is there, I don't know if there is a way to avoid those types of situations.
Yeah, that's a good question. Because, well, my dog, if he sees like another dog running, he starts running after that dog. Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
Like if the dog's running,
yeah, exactly.
All of a sudden you have a pack of dogs running.
Exactly.
That's a tough one because my dog does that same thing. He's part of that group. Like, because he's a terrier. If he sees something running, he's running. And we were just at the dog beach yesterday, and he was so desperate to just chase anything that moved. He's just like, I need to chase something. So, you know, if you're worried about your dog chasing other things or, like, you know, ambushing any sort of dog, like, especially when dogs come into dog parks, you know, dogs are naturally curious, and they all rush over to see who it is, or they'll get into these, like, running spouts. You can do your best to distract your dog. That's where the basic commands have come into play.
Yep.
You know, call your dog over, try to refocus their attention. If you know your dog is going to chase something, do your best to get them to chase a ball rather than another dog. Because, yeah, chasing another dog, that dog might not want to be chased, and he will let your dog know that, stop chasing me. And,
yeah,
you know, it could escalate, of course. So when my dog gets like that, I do my best to get his attention with a ball because I know he'll chase it at least for a little bit, long enough to let the other dog stop running and not be chased. So
now, what do you
know? What other things?
You know, sometimes I see people will bring a ball and then they get upset when some other dog gets that ball. And I'm kind of thinking to myself, hey, look, you're at the dog park. There's not a dog here that doesn't see ball and go ball, ball, ball. You know, is there some kind of etiquette with that? Bringing toys, you've just got to expect that they might end up in another dog's, you know, play situation.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's kind of hard to go to a public place and think that, or, you know, a place like the dog park and think that all of your stuff is just for you. Dogs don't understand that kind of thing when it comes to, like, balls and bowls of water. If they see
right.
a bowl of water, they're going to go up and drink out of it. If they see a ball flying through the air and they have the instinct to chase it, then they're going to chase it whether you tell them okay or not okay. If there is a dog bothering you, you know, you could try to move to another location or, you know, get their owner's attention, like, hey, can you please, you know, distract your dog with something else? But that's really all you can do because dogs, they don't have the same boundaries that humans have. You know, you could tell someone's kid, like, please stop playing with my child's toy, although that's kind of rude, but you could, but you couldn't tell a dog that. So you got to
right.
understand that, you know, things aren't really off limits at the dog park.
And one of my favorite lines, and we've got to talk about the magical poop be gone fairies.
Oh, man. Poop, that's like one of the biggest offense at the dog park. I don't understand how it happens or... But, you know, I guess some people think that there are magic poop-be-gone fairies that, you know, pick up their dog's poop. But reality is there aren't. And so, you know, that's like the worst. It'll totally ruin your day if you're walking and then you've got poop on your shoe. That happened to me once. I was totally bummed. You know, you don't want to have to worry about that. You're playing. You want to have a good time.
Right.
You don't want to get ruined by leaving and then you realize, like, what is that smell? Or, you know, you pick up your dog or they jump on you and got poop on their paw. That's the worst.
Exactly.
So, you know, number one etiquette rule at the dog park, other than your dog's behavior, is to pick up after them. Like, pick up their poop. It's not hard. Doesn't take long. There's always bags there if you forget one.
Or someone's got one, you know. I mean,
yeah,
I can't,
or someone's
you know,
got a whole roll.
Exactly. Just ask. We're all pet owners. We're all I mean, we'd rather you pick up your dog's poop than us have to go do it.
Yes. Exactly.
So, now, I also like that you mentioned, and this is something that, you know, I think a lot of people just unintentionally don't think about, and that is that, you know, dogs have good and bad days just like we do. And sometimes they're on, other times they're not. And, you know, if you see them getting into the dog park and they're just ornery and want to be left alone, there's nothing that says, hey, I've got to be here for 30 minutes. To get them, you know, whatever it is you think they need. You know, sometimes it's just like anything else, good to call it short and say, okay, you know, we made the attempt. We'll come back, you know, tomorrow. And it's just such a safer way to approach it. So I like that you pointed that out. And then let's talk about you can't wear shorts to a dog park because there's always going to be one of these little scratchers. So let's talk about that.
Well, even in my job, like, I can't really wear shorts. Because not all dogs are trained the same. Some of them have the bad habit of jumping or scratching at your legs, which really is a bad habit, and you should, you know, get your dog out of that. But you know, easier said than done, of course. But, you know, small dogs, usually the worst because they're short and like, hey, pick me up, pay attention to me. And usually we think they're cute, so we let them get away with it and we never train them not to. But it also happens with puppies. And when those puppies grow to be bigger dogs, they're not so cute anymore jumping on you because they could take somebody out. So you really don't want to let your dog jump on anybody. You don't want to let them scratch at anybody for attention. So that also goes into play with you watching your dog. You should be interacting with your dog, keeping them busy, so that you don't have those problems. You don't have them jumping on people or scratching at them.
Yeah, exactly. You know, one of the scariest moments I ever had at a dog park was an Akita. And we had seen the Akita at the dog park many times. But I was paying attention to my dogs, and the Akita came up and just jumped up, hit me in the back, and I wasn't expecting it, so it was big enough to knock me over. And Sugar just, you know, thought I was in danger and flew over and was on top of that, had spun that dog around and had it by its neck in an instant. And, you know, she didn't bite, she didn't hurt the dog, scared the heck out of all of us, but all she just wanted to let that dog know was, you're hurting my dad, and I'm going to put an end to that right now. So we separated the dogs, but the irony is ever since then, I have, you know, when I see an Akita, I know that Sugar's on a heightened state of alert. And there were a couple times that when we went, if the Akita was there, she wouldn't leave my side. So being at the dog park, I just knew was not the right time to be there because she was already in this super vigilant state that was probably going to lead to something that I didn't want to see happen. So it's cute. We'd love to see the little dogs. I know I love to interact with all the dogs that are there, but you're right. And another good point of that is that you can't encourage other people's dogs to jump. I can't count how many times people say, oh, how cute, and they'll pat their forelegs, and you know, the dog goes up, and the owner's like, oh, well, we don't let our dog do that. It's just a bad habit. So cognizant of that as well as, you know, we all have our own rules. No one can really touch Sugar's leg, but people see sometimes the scarring on it. They want to touch her leg that's titanium with the skin over it. And she'll, you know, that's her one super sensitive area. So we also have to be respectful of other people's animals as well. But, I mean, just some great stuff here. There's a lot more that we don't have time to cover. Aaron, why don't you give out, you know, your website address, not only for your business, but also your blog?
Okay, well, they're one and the same. If you want to check out the blog, you can just go to blog.docstodanes.com. And so that's just blog with the web address, which is spelled DACHS. The number 2, DANES.com. So it's docs like dachshunds, danes like great danes.com.
Excellent. Excellent.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so the website again, docstodanes.com. Great source of info. You'll find out more about Erin and her great pet sitting and care services. I know I'm one of her clients, and I adore her. And my dogs do too. I have to tell you, there's been several times where I've gone, hey, we're going for a walk, and they're like, yeah, it's you, not Erin. We have much more fun with Erin. So I know they're looking forward to you coming back soon. But I love the blog. You also do some writing for TheExaminer.com as well, right?
I do, yeah. Most of my blogs are also on The Examiner.
Okay, great.
Just events that are going on, great tips on how to care for your dog, or just fun little stories or, you know, great stories to share.
Well, good. Well, we will definitely have you back on soon. You've got so much great information. So thank you for coming on to Pet World Insider and sharing it with all our Pet World Insider fans. And, Erin, good luck in everything you're doing, and we'll talk with you more later.
All right. Thanks so much. Take care.